Welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. Our guest today on HCM Cloud Talk Radio is Prabhu Iyer, Oracle Director, Product Strategy within the HCM Cloud Development Organization. Prabhu joined Oracle almost 20 years ago, and during that time has worked in Oracle consulting and product management. Prior to joining the HCM Cloud product team, Prabhu led ERP, e-commerce, and custom development customer engagements. Today, Prabhu is responsible for the technical product strategy of Oracle's HCM Cloud and product strategy for Learning Cloud. Prabhu, thank you for taking time to be with us today. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Thanks, Frank. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
So on today's show, Prabhu and I will be talking about Oracle Learning Cloud. So Prabhu, to get us going on the show today, could you explain to our listeners what is Oracle Learning Cloud?
Certainly, Frank. So as you know, as part of our all-in-one strategy, we in HCM have been expanding the HCM Cloud capabilities. We started with Core, we had a talent, and then we've added other capabilities like learning, wellness, and more recently, recruiting. The Learning Cloud itself is a new learning solution natively built in the HCM Cloud platform that helps workers and organizations stay competitive by being updated on their learning. It's been available since its announcement at HCM World in 2015, and we have since then seen a tremendous adoption at customers and customer successes as customers start to look expanding their HCM Cloud footprint beyond Core and Talent. And so how did we go about doing this? So as I said, this is a natively built component on HCM Cloud. This gave us an opportunity to look at the current learning solutions that we have within the Oracle family. We also looked at the market trends and what the modern learners expect today. And the focus has been to offer a solution that does a couple of things. And I want to highlight that, which is essentially first-hand practitioner teachings, which is unlike a one-size-fits-all instructor delivering a content or developing a curriculum. These are content that is developed by experts, subject matter experts and such. And these are also contents that are developed in a size that is consumable by the modern learners, right? If you look at the trends, modern learners want to consume bite-sized information just in time rather than being bombarded with a lengthy lecture or a five-day-long class that will most likely put them to sleep. And then as we look at these capabilities, we started thinking about how to bring various perspectives into the learning arena. It's just not one point of view. We offered a social collaborative way of learning. We offered a self-regulating learning community that will act as a central control of content curation and development. And then most importantly, being able to learn across any device wherever you are, whether you are on a train or in front of your desktop or on any of your iPad and mobile devices.
Well, thanks for that overview, Prabhu. So who is Oracle Learning Cloud's intended audience?
Great question, Frank. The Learning Cloud is intended for our customers who are using HCM Cloud platform, namely customers who are using our core HR components and our talent components can leverage the Learning Cloud to extend their HR footprint. Also, customers who are looking to move from their current legacy learning management systems can look at Learning Cloud.
Great. So what capabilities does Learning Cloud offer Oracle's customers?
In terms of capabilities, as I said, when we started designing, our focus was to basically give learners a modern learning experience so that an employee is agile, can learn in a social, collaborative manner. The learning is personalized for the business, and so from an organization point of view, it helps to maximize their talent and drive performance and employee engagement and such. And in doing so, we offered a built-in technical infrastructure that would be capable of allowing the employees the ability to share the content, create content. So essentially what I'm referring to is the ability to consume rich media in the manner as YouTube or Netflix or the most consumer applications are offering today. We also built intelligence within Learning Cloud. So, the fact that learning is tied to the rest of the HR from a people job in an organization model, it has a recommendation engine that can deliver personalized learning content based on any of these attributes from person, job, organization. It also allows organization to provide real-time contextual and embedded learning. What I mean by that is we provided capabilities within Learning Cloud that will allow learning to be surfaced in the context of an HR process so that a learner or a user doesn't have to navigate to five different places in order to achieve their learning goals. The Learning Cloud also supports most of the organization's compliance needs. Organizations require managers to be able to govern compliance, assign compliance training, and then be able to track and report, right? So all of these capabilities are something that are built in a way that it largely simplifies the administration surrounding that. We also have capabilities that empower business leaders to achieve their learning goals in a manner that is simple. So we simplified the way they can assign courses. We simplified the way they can look at the statuses of learning across the organization, be able to push learning and have all of these initiatives and programs within the organization that will help them grow and increase performance and retain talent and such. We build capabilities within Learning Cloud that also simplifies the administrator's life dramatically. So we provided simple but powerful interfaces that will allow them to manage learning catalogs, learning assignments. Administrators can very easily set up dynamic learning assignments. What I mean by that is assignments that can be set based on any combination of rules, which are either person, job, or organization attribute based. Administrators can also set up and pretty much set up once and forget type of situation for managing certifications and complex assignments, rules around expiration and renewals and such. And then obviously the fact that Learning Cloud is natively integrated with HCM platform essentially allows our customers to leverage robust reporting tools that allows managers and administrators to have the ability to pretty much track not only compliance, but the learning, talent, competencies, gaps, career development goals, and then such across their organization.
So it certainly sounds like Oracle Learning Cloud has a lot of capabilities for our customers and a very powerful tool. So maybe you can briefly highlight what was added in the most recent update. What's new in Oracle Learning Cloud?
Certainly, Frank. Yeah, as you said, you rightly said, we've been busy in terms of building both depth and spread of the learning functionality within Learning Cloud. And the recent updates are no different. We've continued to add and increase the depth of our functionality, and I'll be happy to highlight a few key areas. So starting with responsive user experience. As you know, across HCM Cloud, we've been having this initiative of offering a responsive user experience across our various functional areas. And so learning will also have responsive user experience starting the recent update, and then we'll continue to add with progressively through the updates. So with the recent update, Learning Cloud now has a responsive design, which allows essentially the learners to have a landing page experience that is consistent across desktop, tablets, and smartphones. We also added capabilities on learner assessment. What this means is that administrators can easily set up assessments to measure the comprehension of a topic or effectiveness of the training. And then the learners will be able to take these assessments as a self-service activity, and these can be scored, timed, reported, etc. We also added capabilities to manage the capacities of various course offerings. So this is essentially the waitlist management feature that helps L&D departments to better plan and maximize the capabilities, capacities available. And then so when a learner registers, he or she will know if there is an opening, and if not, they go into a waitlist. And as then when positions become available based on their waitlist position, they will automatically be enrolled. We also have a built-in integration to WebEx for virtual classroom automation. What this will allow is customers who are using WebEx meeting and training center products will be able to use the Learning Cloud integration with WebEx. This automates not only the creation of these virtual events, this will automate the registration of learners and then synchronization of attendance post events. And from a learner perspective, it allows them to consume these virtual events as well as consume recordings post events. And continuing on the depth theme across Learning Cloud, we've also delivered a built-in integration with Skillsoft. As you know, Skillsoft is a popular learning content provider that a large number of our customers use. This integration with Skillsoft will allow administrators to automate the injection of content from the Skillsoft catalog. So this way, Skillsoft content can be bought into Learning Cloud and used within Learning Cloud. And as we continue to build this, we'll be adding other providers and build an overall cohesive learner experience from a product perspective. And then we've added a couple of features that will allow, so this is essentially what we call learning planning and budgeting. This allows business leaders to align the learning budget with overall business goals, right? So you have the ability to create plans. This can be yearly, 6 monthly, whatever. And then you have the ability to then assign the budget to various goals and then manage the overall actuals and the ongoing addition of learners into the plan and things like that. So it's a very versatile feature that's being used heavily by our customers in EMEA and others, and we've developed this working in conjunction with those customers. And then lastly, we've also added the capabilities to allow customers to offer learning content for purchase. So this will essentially be a credit card-based purchase. We have integrated with CyberSource to offer credit card payment capability, and this will allow both internal and external users to browse the learning catalog, view the prices, and then use the consume the content. But this is essentially to offer organization a path or a revenue stream out of the learning content. This is the top 5 to 8 items that I nailed, and there are a whole bunch of administrative mass handling features, etc., that simplifies the overall administration across the learning landscape. I would encourage users to go to the update to familiarize themselves with all the other updates that we have made.
Wow, so that's a lot of new functionality in Learning Cloud. So you have been very busy.
We've been busy, yes.
That's wonderful. So, you know, we've got some listeners out there that probably are aware of the Taleo Learn product. So I'm sure they're curious, as am I. Is the Oracle Learning Cloud a replatform, or is there a rewrite of the existing Taleo Learn product?
Sure, Frank. That's a great question. Yeah, we get that a lot. So the Learning Cloud is a new learning solution designed from ground up, So it takes advantage of the latest industry trends, technology innovations and capabilities, and the data available in the broader HCM Cloud platform. So it's built natively on what we call the Oracle Cloud Platform. It will certainly share commonalities with some of the learning products in the Oracle family, like Taleo Learn, EBS e-learning, and others. But it's not a direct analog to them, and nor will we offer identical capabilities in those areas from a scope or a delivery perspective. Learning Cloud will develop with its own roadmap along with the rest of the HCM Cloud.
Okay, so new platform, ground up, and on HCM Cloud. That's really fantastic. So do you have any advice for current Taleo Learn customers then?
Certainly, yes. So as you can see, we've been adding features at a very accelerated pace. And then since the launch, the product has made significant advancements in terms of functionality and customer adoption. And we have a large number of Taleo Learn customers who have either successfully transferred over to Learning Cloud or are in the process of doing that. So my suggestion to current Taleo Learn customers would be is that they work with their account management team to schedule product overviews and demo. That way they can evaluate themselves along with Oracle experts on the suitability and the timing of when to adopt. But that said, we also have a Taleo transition program to simplify the path for the Taleo Learn customers. So what this will allow is a migration overlap period, typically a 12-month period where a customer can access both Taleo Learn as well as the Learning Cloud software in parallel so that their implementation and transition can be orderly.
Great. Thanks for that advice, Prabhu. So, and thank you for coming on the show today and for sharing information about Oracle Learning Cloud, Oracle's new learning solution to help both workers and organizations stay competitive. This is a great addition to the Oracle HCM Cloud Solution Suite. So thank you for sharing this information with our listeners today. And as Oracle Learning Cloud continues to grow, it would be great to have you back on the show to provide an update to our listeners. So I hope you'll come back and join us again soon.
Certainly, Frank. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here and certainly hope to be back with our next updates.
Great. Thanks. And if you would like to learn more about Oracle Learning Cloud, please go to the Oracle Cloud Readiness site at the shortened URL, bit.ly/2hhk4. And there you're going to find detailed information about what's new in the updates 18A, 18B, 18C with regards to Oracle Learning Cloud, including the contents and feature summaries of the maintenance packs. So please make sure to check out this important information about Oracle Learning Cloud. And to any of our listeners that have questions or comments about today's show, please send us an email to hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. You can also send us your ideas or suggestions for topics that you would like to hear on future HCM Cloud Talk radio shows. We enjoy hearing from you, so please drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to listen to our show on Oracle Learning Cloud. We hope you enjoyed the show and that the information we provided will be useful for your Oracle Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.